Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1330. The topic is mindset and the title is You Get the Life You Accept. Now, when I've kind of heard this quote before, heard this concept, you get the life you accept, it always came across to me as motivation to fight for change. If you don't like it, don't accept it. But something that struck me the other day is the power of acceptance. Like once you accept something you can't influence, to be truly something you can't influence in regards to the outcome, then you start to look at influencing your perspective, which changes how it affects your life, which comes from acceptance. So as I try to expand on that and have it make more sense, acceptance can be seen as a negative. If you accept the bad of something that you have the power to change, but you don't change it, well, then you just have to live with the bad and you're unhappy. So that's, you know, acceptance is kind of a negative in those situations. You have the power to change it, you just don't. And that's negative. But acceptance can also be seen as a positive. If you accept something that you truly do not have the power to change, and by doing so, you learn how to adapt and kind of flourish within it, that's a positive. Acceptance can be a good thing. So in some cases, acceptance is a bad thing. And it should be like, you know, you get the life you accept. And you're like, well, I don't accept this. So, boom, I'm going to take changes and I'm going to, you know, rock the world and, you know, shake things up. But also, you can say, okay, well, I truly can't influence this. I can't do anything about this. So I'll just sit here and be unhappy. Well, that's not good either. So if you truly can't influence it, you truly can't change it, then once you accept that, you can then learn how to kind of flourish within it and find your best life within it. And in that way, acceptance is power. So kind of examples that like I've come across is acceptance is kind of like a bad thing, is when people feel like they have to accept being unhappy with the way they look. So I'm not the way I want, and there's nothing I can do about it. So, meh. Now, when we hear this, we typically think of people being overweight, and, you know, they think they can't lose weight, and therefore they're unhappy. But I've seen this be true of, like, a million different, like, viewpoints. You know, I've helped people, and I was also myself at one point in time, like, being very skinny and kind of underweight. And, like, well, the person's like, I can never gain muscle. I'm never going to get bigger. You know, I'm always going to be thin. I'm always going to have this, you know, tiny body or skinny body or this weak body. It's underweight, under-muscled, understrengthed. And they think there's no way they can change. So they're unhappy. Now, in those cases, we find ways to eat. We find ways to train. And we've changed it. Absolutely. So myself, I graduated high school at 18 years old at 165 pounds at 6 foot tall, and you could grab like fat rolls on my belly at 165 pounds. So I was very thin. You know, if I was actually like leanish, I'd probably been like 145 pounds or even lighter at 6 foot tall. Now I weigh 280 pounds and you can kind of sort of maybe see my abs. So they're like fabs. They're fat abs. They're not like super crisp. I'm not going to be in the cover of a magazine anytime soon, but you can see they're there. And that's at 280 pounds. So I've gained 115 pounds. That's over 50 kilograms. That's big. And I was able to do that over, you know, 20 years, but I could change it. I was able to change that. And I've done that a lot for a lot of other clients as well. I've had people, clients who were imbalanced muscularly following college sports. So male pitchers, baseball pitchers, they would have big, thick legs, really skinny kind of arms and upper body, and they didn't like the way they looked, so they wanted to change it. Same is true of like some softball females that I've worked with. So just males and females coming out of college sports, they were imbalanced in their musculature. They never liked it, and they thought they were stuck, but you know, we showed them that they're not. We were able to take muscle off the lower body as we were putting muscle on the upper body. we created a balanced physique, and they're much happier now. I've worked with a couple models, actually, who wanted to change their muscle shape but not their body fat. So one model, for example, she did plus-size modeling in local city, Charlotte. And she wanted to kind of thicken her thighs and glutes, but didn't want to add any muscle tone or muscle mass to her spinal erectors, her back, her obliques, her arms, her shoulders. She didn't want any muscle on her upper body. And she didn't want to gain any fat. She didn't want to lose any fat. She wanted to keep the same amount of fat. And that was challenging. Like when I work with female swimmers, you can't change their body fat percentage too much because it changes their buoyancy in water. So there's a lot of kind of weird little things that you would feel like maybe you're stuck by or limited by. But there are a million ways to change within that. You know, I've had aesthetic competitors, people who got on stage and competed in, you know, women's figure, women's physique, even men's physique or bodybuilding, men's bodybuilding, who thought they were stuck in a singular division because they were told that that was the body type they had. But they always wanted a different division because they liked the idea of that division better, or they liked the style of the posing better. They liked the way that their body looked in the off season better. But they felt like they were stuck because they were told they had a body type of only one way, which is absolute bullshit. So we changed that. So there has been cases, of course, where people want to lose body fat, but they feel like they're stuck and they can't do it. But we still do that. And then there's all these other, like, millions of other ways in which people think they're stuck with their body, and they accept it without fighting to change it. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, they want a different body but don't believe it's possible. They've either been told it's not possible by somebody who didn't know how to do it, or they maybe believe it is possible, but they don't believe that they are possible, that they can do what's needed to make it possible. So those are cases in which people are unhappy, but there actually is an ability, an availability to make that change. And they either just don't recognize it, don't know it, which stinks, or they don't believe that they're capable of it, which also stinks as well. Then examples of, like, acceptance is a good thing. I had a client recently. We do, like, weekly check-ins via journals, and they wrote in their journal something that was pretty awesome, and I'll share with you in a second here. But the client has been working through kind of like disordered eating or kind of unhealthy like perspective towards foods. And the client's been working to accept that perfect foods, quote unquote, being perfect in your diet, isn't always going to happen. You know, you're going to have either changes in your normal schedule, like weird life events that pop up and mess up your day, and even like vacations. So this client, they decided to reframe their mental view towards food and what constitutes still following their diet. Instead of trying to eat perfect foods at the perfect time on vacation, which isn't going to happen, and then it would typically cause them to hate themselves and think that they're weak and there's something wrong with them. Instead of all that, they decided to change how they monitor their food when on vacation, and they realize that they can still be in control. So this is the message they wrote. Overall, I am very happy with myself for nutrition over vacation. Even though my protein was low a few days, I didn't let it derail me completely. I also tracked my food while I was away, which was a goal of mine because I knew it would help me. I was extra proud that I overcame my all-or-nothing mindset I have had recently on vacations, and still tracked even though I couldn't weigh my food all the time. Additionally to feeling good on vacation, I didn't have the vacation blues I typically get after vacation of regret, guiltiness, body shaming myself from not sticking 100% to the plan. I know I had talked to you about what I needed to do on vacation a few times, and then I would go away and fall back into my old habits of all or nothing. So this time I purposely didn't say anything because I was fed up with myself talking about it and not executing. I was done talking about it and told myself to just do it. And then they have a smiley face. And I replied back to them, "This is huge. I am so, so happy for you." super happy. That's such an amazing place to be mentally. To know that plans can change or normal schedule can be out of whack, but yet you're still able to find your balance of progressing, but yet going with the flow. That's an amazing, and I'm very happy for you. So I was super duper 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 happy for them. I've had my own eating disordered eating in my past for multiple years, many years. And to overcome that and come to a place where you feel like you have control over food and then control over your emotions in like response to your food choices, that is priceless. That's an amazing way to feel. So I'm super happy for them. It was in this case, accepting that change of schedules, whether it's a chosen change like vacation or just change of crappiness of life, something that's thrown at you, it's inevitable. So learning how to adapt in those moments when you can't quite measure everything, when you have to, you know, kind of eat what's around you rather than what you want, learning how to change to those things empowers you to still live your best life. So acceptance in moments of it being like a negative thing, like people wanting to change their body image, but they don't. Or acceptance in moments where it can be a positive thing. Like if I truly can't influence this, can I learn to flourish within it? Like the person who changed their mindset on nutrition when traveling. It's amazing to recognize the power of acceptance. So how I've been using this in my life is when I'm unhappy about something, I kind of ask myself, do I have the power to, or do I want the consequences of trying to change this? If I have the power and I'm willing to endure the consequences, then go for it. Get to it. You know, I tell myself to make a plan, take action, get freaking going, move on it. If I recognize I'm unhappy and I have the power to change it and I'm willing to endure the consequences, then freaking get going, take action, make a plan, take action, get going, be proactive. But if I don't have the power to change it, or if I have the power, but the consequences of what it would take to make that change, the consequences that would happen to myself or to people around me or relationships around me, if I don't want those consequences, then I need to find out how to flourish within it. But I take the same mindset of proactive action. Make a plan. Take action. Get going. In all cases, if I recognize I'm unhappy about something, I get working on being happy as quickly as I possibly can. There's two main reasons that people overlook. On why, if you're unhappy, do not let that stay. Get going, get moving, get busy. No, don't let that sit there. One main reason is you immediately feel happy simply because you're taking action. Taking action to change it or taking action to flourish within it. But by taking action, you're taking control. Anytime we have control over something that's unhappy in our life, it makes us feel happy because we have hope. We see the potential for change. So I don't have to be successful in my actions to then become happy. I just simply have to be taking action. A second reason is unhappiness spreads. If I'm unhappy in one aspect of my life, I lose my positivity and gratefulness in other areas of my life. If all I see are negatives in one area, I have this negative lens when I view and experience the other areas of my life. We need to address unhappiness before it spreads, and especially before it becomes not a lens that we view life, but just our way of life. We learn to just live unhappy without action. It's just a, like encompassing kind of all over feeling that we would have in our life. So if you're unhappy, you have got to be proactive about that. There's an old podcast I did, number 157, way back when. It was a mindset podcast titled Address It or Accept It, in which I said, if you don't like something, address it, take action, or accept it, learn to flourish within it. And that's pretty much kind of the lesson of today's podcast, is the power of acceptance. The power we have to stand up and not accept something we don't like. But also the power we have to accept something we don't like. That sounds funny, but there's power in both accepting and not accepting. The power comes from us taking charge of it and taking action with our choice. With accepting our choices of acceptance and using it for ourselves, using it to make our life the best it can be. There are things in my life I'm not willing to accept, and therefore I am working to change them. Sometimes it's a ridiculously slow process, but I am working to change them. Then there are things I could change, but I don't want the countering consequences. And those are ones that are, I was trying to think of how to give you an example, but they're incredibly personal, and they'll, you know, I don't want to, yeah. So, but there are times where you could change something if you wanted, but it's a very forceful action, and there's people more than just you that would be influenced. So, I like in those moments to recognize that I do have a choice, I do have the power, I'm just choosing not to use it. And again, that way I don't feel helpless, I don't feel, you know, like I'm a victim to all this. So, sometimes there are things I could change, but I don't want to change them because of the consequences. And then there are the things that I know I just cannot change. In all of these cases, what brings me happiness is knowing that I am making that choice. Not that life is choosing for me or other people are choosing for me, but I am choosing for me. I am making that choice. And I'm using the conditions of my choices to find the best outcome for my life. I am finding my actions and my perspectives to create my world. I am creating my life. I am creating the world that I want to live in. I am not a victim to it. If you're struggling with unhappiness in life, make a choice. Make a choice to change it once and for all, or to accept it and flourish within it once and for all. Don't think of yourself as a victim, because you aren't. You have the power of choice. You always have power. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you don't, if you don't know how you can influence what you're experiencing, something I'd recommend is to read about other people's lives. Learn of people who've experienced similar life situations, how they thought of those situations, how they approached them. What did they accept? What didn't they accept? You know, in regards to like taking action against it. They accepted that they needed to take action. That's great. So what did they accept and learn to flourish within? What did they accept as the responsibility to change? There's power in learning from other people, because you learn you are not alone and that you are not helpless. So a good start, if you want to read a book, if you haven't read this one, is You Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins, G-O-G-G-I-N-S. Great book to start with. And if you have read it, you'll know why. If you haven't read it yet, you will know why. But you are not alone. You are not helpless. You absolutely do have power. Learn from others, experiment and try things. Keep taking action. keep in control by the power of acceptance. So you can accept that it's your responsibility to change it, or you can accept that it can't be changed. So you have to take the action to learn how to flourish within it. But it's all proactive choice. It's your power available to you. Okay. Well, I hope in some way this helped. Hope it helps you to any degree in which it has helped me. And that's kind of just something I thought would be fun to share. And just kind of thinking through that question when you're unhappy about something in life is asking yourself, do I have the power, or do I want the consequences of trying to change this? If I have the power and I'm willing to endure the consequences, then get going. Make a plan. Take action. Move. If I don't have the power to change it, or I don't want the consequences of having to change it, that's still a choice, and that's still powerful. But you then have to learn how to flourish within it. Just as before, you would take the actions to change it if you accepted the responsibility to change it. You still have to take the actions and the responsibility to flourish within it if you don't want to change it. But it's always that mindset of proactive choice. Make a plan. Take action. Get going. If you're unhappy, this is the choice you have. You can change it, or you can accept it for what it is and change yourself. How you're viewing it. But you always have that power. You always have that choice. If you ever need anything, if you ever want to run any questions by me, I'm always available. My email is brutalironjim@gmail.com. Well, I hope today's podcast was helpful. If it is helpful, if you like our podcast, please consider sharing it. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help. And that's the whole goal. So sharing it on social media does have the biggest reach, so that would be the best bang for your buck. But even if you just share it in a conversation, we actually had somebody recently say they were visiting some family up in Pennsylvania, and they ran into a personal trainer and shared the podcast with them, and that's freaking awesome. I really appreciate that. So thank you very much for doing that. Thank you to everybody who shares the podcast, so we can just try to help as more and more people. So thank you. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean podcast platform, and through the podcast donation link we have on our Instagram homepage. So through Podbean podcast platform, you can sign up to do small monthly donations, and then that Instagram donation link is kind of a one-time donation. But the podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs, so I really appreciate the financial help. So it makes sense to do this every single day and keep it for free. This is a challenge to make it work all the time. I am blessed to have this challenge in my life because I love doing these podcasts, but it is a little bit of a pain in the butt sometimes. So the financial support really helps for motivation and helping to reduce the amount of pain in the butt this is. But thank you to those who are patrons and who do financially support the podcast. It really is meaningful, and I do appreciate it. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.